Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes, independent affiliate with Live Good here. What I'm doing in today's video is sharing the results of my 90-day challenge. This is the second 90-day challenge that I've done in my Live Good business. I've currently been an affiliate just over 6 months now. I have been in the industry about 20 years and I've done about 9, maybe 10 90-day challenges during that time. So it's not my first rodeo. There were some successes, some failures in this challenge. Like any challenge that I do, I never hit all of my goals. I hit some of them. I'm overall happy with the results. I learned some new things and I'm going to regroup and make the next 90 days even better. But what I want to do is I just want to go through some of my stats, talk about what I did, talk about what worked, what didn't, a couple lessons learned. So let's get into it. So I set a few basic goals at the beginning of my challenge. You can see them listed here along with my results. So we'll go through those first. I wanted to generate 300 pre-enrollees. I ended up with 118, so I fell quite short below that goal. I wanted to personally enroll 50 people, and I only enrolled 19. So that's what I was least happy about in this challenge, is my personal enrollments went way down more than normal. I normally enroll about 15 to 20 people a month. So you can see, even though I did a 90-day challenge, my stats were down. I wanted to make 90 YouTube videos, and I actually made exactly 90, so I hit that goal. I wanted to make 90 podcasts, and I did 94, so I hit that goal. I wanted to do 90 Facebook Reels, but I only made 33, so I fell short there. And I wanted to hit 90 YouTube Reels, and I only published 11. What I learned very quickly in this challenge is that I don't enjoy making Facebook Reels. I love making videos like this, but Reels you have to do from your phone. And I do everything pretty much from my desktop. So it was just really uncomfortable, not fun. So I decided to stop doing Reels about halfway through the challenge. I wanted to write 90 blog posts. That was my initial goal. And I ended up with 21. I wanted to gain 1,700 new team members. This is a net gain. So you minus the losses. I wanted to have 1,700 more people come in than left. And I had a net gain of 249. So the team growth, the first 3 months in my business, we went from zero to about 800 or 900 people in the business, about 800. And then in the last 3 months, we had a net gain of 249. At the time of making this video, I'm right around 1,100 active team members in my genealogy. I wanted to hit the rank of platinum. I ended up hitting the rank of gold, but I have a very stable, very solid business. I'm positioned right now to go diamond probably in the next 5-6 months. So I'm happy with that. My goal has always been to hit diamond within my first year in the business. Yes, some people do it quicker. Some people take longer. Some never do it. But that's the goal that I set for myself. So as I mentioned earlier, I've done a lot of 90-day challenges during the past 21 years. This one was easily my least productive. Why? A couple of reasons. I got sidetracked several times with my other businesses. I do own some traditional businesses. I run two large websites. We have a large eBay business. We have an antique shop. I do some coaching and consulting. So it was just busy. I also had two long trips and vacations during this challenge. One was pre-planned ahead of time, a hunting trip with my parents. Another one was another trip that came up that I had to do that wasn't planned. It was kind of reactionary. And you know, sometimes life gets in the way when you do a 90-day challenge, and that's okay. You just do the best you can. Another thing that happened to me is my AWeber account got shut down during the 90-day challenge. I've been with AWeber like 15 years, and this is the second time they've shut down my account. And I finally had to transition over to LeadsLeap, but I had a very large email list and I lost all of that. I had to rebuild it, which I'm doing right now with LeadsLeap, which is fine. You know, it is what it is. But that definitely put a damper in my 90-day challenge. So we gained about 350 people who joined our team during the challenge, and we lost about 100. I'm grateful for the growth. I'm going to refocus in late December and January, time of making this video. We had maybe 30 or 40 people as a group who set out to do the 90-day challenge, and I think we had maybe 5 that finished. So 90 days is too long of a time for most people to stay focused on one thing. The reason you want to do a 90-day challenge is to develop new habits, to really show yourself what you're capable of. I can also credit some of my lack of results to being fourth quarter with my eBay business, which is the busiest time of year. I was really have been cranking that out for the last 3 months. So all in all, it was still good. I joined Live Good in June of 2023. My goal was to hit Diamond by June of 2024. Team-wise, I'm about halfway there, which is great. I'm right on track. And then I have my three growing legs, which is good. I need to build maybe one more leg. What did I do during this challenge? Well, my primary daily mode of operations was to make new content every day. I set out as a goal to do one YouTube video a day, one podcast a day, one Facebook reel a day, one YouTube reel a day, and one blog post a day. My goal was to end up with about 450 pieces of content. If you look at my stats, I ended up with about 250 pieces of content, which is still good, but it was far short of what I wanted to do. I also mailed 10 postcards a day. I also emailed my list for about the first half of the challenge, and then my AWeber account got shut down, and so I couldn't do that anymore. But that's a brief summary of how my challenge went. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would I grade my results? I'd give myself maybe a 2 or 3. Most challenges I do very, very well. So what I'm going to do going forward, I'm going to do a lot more 7 and 30-day challenges for people in our team. I've just found the average part-timer, they have a hard time staying focused for 90 days. And it's almost overwhelming to them. So I'm doing a 30-day challenge for myself and for a few team members in January. That should be very productive. But folks, if whether you're on my team or whether you're not, if you're in any network marketing company, you at some point want to do a 90-day challenge in your business. It's designed to create growth, momentum, excitement in your business. It's where you 5X or 10X your efforts for 90 days. You do more than you would normally do. So that's why you only do it for 90 days, because you can't sustain this pace forever. You do it for a short burst of time to create that momentum and growth. Live Good is great. 90-day challenges are great. I hope you got some value out of today's training. I hope you learned something. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, check out the links in the description box below this video. If you haven't joined Live Good yet, check out my link. Join our team. We're growing. We're getting this thing built. We're at about 930,000 people in the company as we speak. We just passed a year in business, which is crazy. Thanks again for watching. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Take care and good night.